Thank you for joining us. My name is Brian Treese. It is my honor to serve as mayor of the city of Columbia. You know, since the first day of this pandemic, I made a commitment to follow the data and science and to be prepared. We have closely followed through on that commitment by monitoring key metrics that influence our community's collective pandemic response. These include closely monitoring hospitalizations, testing availability, PPE availability, that personal protective equipment, and our public health department's ability to contact trace. The trends that we are seeing are headed in the right direction. Our positive cases are half what they were just a month ago. The demand for drive-through testing is contracting. And for those families who have suffered through this pandemic and our healthcare providers who have cared for them, our hospitals are thankfully experiencing the lowest number of hospitalizations they have seen for a while. And we have reached a new milestone to measure. The number of people that have been vaccinated against COVID-19 is now greater than the number of people who have experienced a COVID-19 infection in Boone County. More than 21,000 Boone County residents have received their first dose, and that's more than the total number of residents who have experienced a COVID-19 infection in the last 12 months. You've heard me say that this is not a switch that we flip, but a dial that we adjust when cases increase and when they decrease. And at this time, we have the evidence to slowly begin rolling back those COVID-19 protocols. But we also need to keep in mind, we are still at a crucial point in our pandemic response. As you know, we have begun vaccinating those in phase 1B, tier 2, and above as approved and allowed by the state. But this is dependent upon vaccine availability. And this team has been working hard to make Columbia attractive for additional vaccine supply and organized for its seamless delivery. We are working closely with our local hospitals to make the vaccination process as seamless as possible. Our goal is to get a vaccine to everyone who wants one and to get shots in arms as quickly as possible. We are proud to partner with MU Healthcare and Boone Hospital Center as more vaccine becomes available, but this is going to take time. And until it is our turn to be inoculated, we all have a personal responsibility to slow the spread of the pandemic and eliminate the virus as quickly as possible. We are also keeping a watchful eye on the potential new variants of the virus. These variants spread more easily and quickly than other variants, which may lead to more cases of COVID-19. And more cases of COVID-19 will put more strain on our hospitals and our healthcare resources and potentially lead to more deaths. That's why we're asking for you to keep your guard up. It's more important than ever to remain vigilant and to keep our community safe and get out of this pandemic. Look, we all want to return to normal. We all want the economy and our schools to open and open safely and to stay open. But we also want to protect our family and our friends from this pandemic. So let's do what we need to do now so we can return to a strong economy and normal day-to-day activities. Our finest medical researchers are clear. If we fail, there will be even worse consequences for our family and our economy. Remember, COVID-19 is still highly infectious. Just one infection can quickly grow into an outbreak that could shutter a school or a community or a city. So let's keep doing those things like wearing a mask and practicing social distancing so that we can keep seeing the results that we all want. So I ask for your continued patience and your understanding as we work together to make a more healthy Columbia and Boone County. And joining us from Boone County is our presiding commissioner, Mr. Dan Atwell.
Thank you, Mayor. It's a pleasure pleasure to be here, although this kind of meeting is something I'd like to look at in the rearview mirror rather than head on every few months. I think it's been about a year since we started coming down here for these meetings, and that's long enough. Let's hope that we can get to the point where these meetings are no longer necessary. As you know, there are ups and downs in the numbers of infections. We see the chart every day, and it's interesting how those things can change from day to day, sometimes rather dramatically. But things are apparently getting better at this point in time, and we're really ready for that. If you look at around the country, you can see that some areas with a lot more resources than we have tried to open their doors quicker than they should have and have had to pull back on those things. Just a quick look at Los Angeles and New York shows how that has worked to their disadvantage from time to time. And I think that we've been so very fortunate to have the leadership from our Boone County Columbia Public Health Department through Stephanie Browning and her staff for such a long period of time, through thick and thin, through difficult times with issues that come up. And I want to thank Stephanie for her leadership and her determination to bring us to this point. And we've done it, or she's done it, they've done it, without the open, close, open, close, open, close technique that has been enforced in some places. I'm thankful for Boone Hospital. I'm thankful for the University Hospital. I'm thankful for the Veterans Administration Hospital and all of the medical providers in this community. I think that's had a lot to do with our success in holding this thing at the level that it's been at, rather than something much worse. We've had the benefit of good medical advice, and following it has been very beneficial. It's been painful, but it's been beneficial. Vaccine is now available and being administered, and offers a way out of this for us. But there's not enough vaccine around to quickly inoculate everyone that wants to be inoculated. It's important to understand, I think, that the availability of vaccine in this county is not dependent upon what your county elected officials or your health department does. It's dependent on what happens at higher levels of government. And they make the decision on how many doses are distributed to each county. And I know Mayor Brian Treese has done a great job of keeping the people in Jefferson City aware of the needs and the ability of those of us in Boone County who need the vaccine and those who have the capacity at our hospitals and our clinics to administer the vaccine. I think if we do one thing, it should be to try to keep attention focused on that and try to keep the people in Jefferson City who make these decisions aware of our interest, our need, and our ability. I think we will have mass vaccinations here in due course. I know that has been discussed recently, and that will be very welcome when that happens. The vaccine outlook, or vaccine has changed our outlook on the future, but it has not changed the need to continue precautionary efforts. So I would end by saying, please be careful, please keep wearing masks, please keep social distancing, and be patient. Thank you again. I will introduce Mary Beck from the University of Missouri Hospitals and Clinics. Mary is at the top level of administration there and was recently inducted into a very prestigious organization. So congratulations, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Commissioner Atwill. I really want to say that it is MU Healthcare's honor to offer the COVID-19 vaccinations to our community, and we are committed to continuing to cooperate with regional healthcare organizations and to vaccinate as many people in the region as quickly as we possibly can. Our coordination and collaboration with Boone Hospital Center, the health department, and other local vaccine administrators is a great example of the power of partnership to really improve our public's health. The state of Missouri has established 16 regions in the state of Missouri to create high vaccination, high throughput centers for vaccination. And these regions are established based upon the highway patrol regions. So mid-Missouri, we're in Region F. Within Region F, the state designated 3 centers for high throughput vaccination. MU Healthcare was designated 1 of 3 sites to receive that vaccine allocation. The vaccination site that we created is inside the Walsworth Collins Club at the Faro Field, the University of Missouri football stadium. It's on the east side of the stands. We designed the operations to be a very efficient process. As we have organized the process, people can enter the building. It's a one-way path. They enter the building and they come through registration. They get their vaccination. They can be observed for 15 to 20 minutes and exit. It's a one-way path. So it's safe, maintaining social distancing, and it is very, very efficient. We're very pleased with the ability that we have created to vaccinate large volumes of patients. So we received 4,000 doses of vaccine the week of February 1st. We used all of those doses the week of February 1st. We expect to receive another 4,000 doses the week of February 15th. And we already are in the planning to administer all 4,000 doses again next week. Last week, when we were providing vaccinations, we did 2,000 doses on Thursday and another 2,000 doses on Saturday. And as I said, it takes a person about 15 to 20 minutes for the entire process to take place. At this time, the vaccine is designated for people who are in phase 1B, tier 2 or above. And so as outlined in the state's vaccination plan, it is for people 65 years and older and those with chronic or special health conditions or disabilities. It's very well outlined. Right now, as everyone's mentioned, there is a greater demand for vaccine than we have supply. So people who are interested in being vaccinated can fill out a survey at muhealth.org, or if they do not have access to the internet, they can call 573-771-CARE. Again, that's 573-771-2273. This call center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. When appointments are available, filling out the survey, you'll be in the queue then to receive an email or a phone call for an appointment. So if you're eligible based on the criteria established by the state, you will either receive a phone call if you called in, or you will receive an email to make your appointment. We're very pleased, again, to work with Columbia, Boone County Public Health and Human Services, and with Boone Hospital Center to consolidate our vaccine surveys. And this is going to allow us to better identify the overall demand for vaccine within our community and our region. And it also will allow us to collaborate with partners to meet the demand in the most efficient way possible. At this time, I would like to say a thank you for allowing us to have the opportunity to be the designated site. And I am very grateful that we are partnering with our colleagues in Central Missouri. I too would continue the message of stay the course, of keeping yourselves and your families and those you love and our community safe. Wear your mask, practice social distancing, and wash your hands a lot. Thank you. And now I'll introduce Robin Blunt. Dr. Robin Blunt is the Chief Medical Officer of Boone Hospital Center. Robin.
Thanks, Mary, and thank you all for having us here. This is really a great opportunity to let you all know what all of the healthcare partners and the City of Columbia and the county commissioners have been doing to provide as much vaccine availability, to work together to come up with, as Mayor Tree said, scientifically backed recommendations for how to fight this pandemic. We really moved into a different phase of vaccination when the state chose to provide designate high output vaccine areas. A lot of work was done starting the week of December 15th or 14th when Missouri first received vaccine. Both MU Healthcare, the Health Department, and Boone were received regular allotments of vaccine, and we worked together to make sure that the high-tier recipients all were rapidly vaccinated. We worked together in conjunction with the Health Department and MU Health. We reached all those 1A categories in the region. These were people that not only work in the hospital, but also people that work in provider offices, the physicians or optometrists or dentists, et cetera, that have their own private offices. These are people that provide health care throughout Boone County. We worked with the city. We were able to vaccinate city and county law enforcement and fire departments, along with our essential workers in our infrastructure categories. And we're confident that those high tiers, anyone in those high tiers that wanted vaccine, received vaccine. We're continuing to collaborate with MU Healthcare and the Health Department to plan vaccination strategies that maximize vaccine opportunities for Mid-Missouri to reach our most vulnerable and underserved communities as well. While Boone currently is not receiving new vaccine, we're continuing to provide second doses to all of the people that received their vaccine at Boone Health previously. Again, working closely with our healthcare partners to secure as much vaccine as possible. Boone Health will participate in any mass vaccination clinic opportunity in conjunction with our local healthcare partners. By moving the community registry to a single site, we feel any individual who wants a vaccine will have the assurance that when their turn is available, they will be notified and contacted in a fair and equitable manner. This whole process will take time, but I assure you when vaccine's available, we'll work together and utilize any vaccine we receive fully. In the meantime, you know, realizing previously everything we did in this pandemic was reactionary. And this vaccine is our first opportunity to take the fight to the virus. So let's not stumble at the finish line. Continue to mask, wash your hands, avoid crowds, live smart, and stay safe. Thank you. I'll now introduce Stephanie Browning, our Health Department Director.
Good afternoon. So today I get to share some positive news, which is a great thing because after this year we've had, it's kind of nice to be on the positive side of things. I am very encouraged by the data that shows the number of positive cases is down. The weekly percent increase in COVID-19 cases has been on the decline for 4 straight weeks. The number of COVID-19 hospitalized patients in our Boone County hospitals are down overall and have been on a downward trend since the beginning of December. Today, our hospitals are operating in the green status. Hospitalizations of Boone County residents are also down. falling to levels we haven't seen since before the November surge. The 14-day rolling average of new cases is at the lowest it's been since the end of October. We continue to closely monitor data broken down by age groups. Our data indicates that college-age cases are not seeing a back-to-school spike this spring semester, as was seen in August of 2020. With the decline in new cases, our case investigators and contact tracers are able to carry out their work to the standards that we know are necessary for disease mitigation. Due to these encouraging trends in data, I'm adjusting the public health order beginning Friday, February 12th. At that time, bars, restaurants, and entertainment venues can be open until midnight, and this is an extension from the current closing time of 10:30 p.m. All other COVID-19 protocols in place will continue, including social distancing and masking requirements. The new health order will be in effect from February 12th through March 4th, and we will continue to monitor our data very closely. So I want to thank everyone for their cooperation in keeping our community safe. So many places and businesses have done a great job of keeping the environment safe for their employees and their customers. And I trust that even with some longer opening hours, they will continue to operate safely to protect both their customers and their employees. This has been a trying time for many of our businesses, and I'm thankful for the relationships that we've been able to build with many of the local business owners. I look forward to cultivating these relationships after the pandemic's over so that we can work together to continue to improve the health of our community. I'm also very appreciative to our hospital partners and the other local vaccinators in getting vaccine to those who are most at risk in our community. As everyone said, we have a lot more demand than supply, but we've got a great team process for working together. I see our department's role moving forward as being, when we get vaccine, is to really focusing on those in the community throughout Boone County who may have difficulty accessing mass vaccination clinics and things like that. People, you know, not everybody has easy access to health care at any given time. So I see our role as filling that need. Anyway, we are committed to our mission to promote and protect the health, safety, and well-being of Boone County residents. And together, we're going to move forward. Thank you. Happy to take any questions. I'll turn back. Let me clean up for you.
Happy to triage any questions you may have.
Hey, Mayor Treese. I will say most of my questions are probably for Director Browning.
Of course.
up front. I'm curious, this is for Director Browning. So the state announced its own new portal for people to register. I'm curious how that affects your efforts and MU Hospital's efforts and everyone who has their own survey. How do your surveys interface with that, or is that its own separate thing?
Like you, we too just recently learned of the new portal. We knew it was coming. So we will still continue to use ours as a way, but I encourage people to sign up wherever they can, and we'll learn more about how they'll interface. It's my understanding that there's some nice benefits with the state's portal that allow entry into Show Me Vax after the time and registration and things, but it's so new, we'll keep using what we have for now.
This one's also going to be for Director Browning. When considering, these changes to the restrictions, how much did the role of the variant's presence in Missouri play in that?
Well, it's definitely something that we want to watch. You know, we have had that one case identified in Marion County, and we know that the number of tests that are going to CDC, that number's not a really large number every week or every other week. So, I mean, if we have a case in Marion County, we have to assume that we have cases elsewhere in the state. So that's why I felt like, you know, we can't do a total rollback on everything. That just would not be prudent in this environment.
Let me follow up on that, because I also think it's an essential function of public trust and public confidence in these public health orders, that while we are seeing these decreased number of cases, that we're able to turn that dial a little bit. You know, had we waited for the variant to come here, I think you would have some public frustration, if not public doubt, in why we have these orders. So I think while we can, we will continue as much as we can. And when we do see a potential spike in cases, we're going to be back here communicating that with the data that shows that. But right now, the data is leading us to this decision.
I've got two questions for Director Browning and one question for Mayor Treese, so we can do that in either order. I just don't want to make you keep having to go back and forth. So you mentioned the health department focusing on targeting, vulnerable populations. Obviously, that's, your experience in public health. I'm curious, I know during the tour last week, MU Health said that they had an algorithm for determining who gets selected from the survey. I'm wondering if you're, now that you're coordinating, are you still planning on going with that MU Health algorithm, or if you're bringing in any of that targeting of vulnerable populations for this high throughput distribution?
As we have so little vaccine right now, like, for example, we have 200 doses this week. We know, without even going off the list, we know of some places where there are low-income seniors that need to be vaccinated that have not had that opportunity, and so we'll take vaccine to them. But as we move forward and we get more vaccine, I think that was one of the discussion amongst the staff of all three of the two hospitals and our staff this week, was how can we use that algorithm to build in some other features. So it's still a work in process, but it's really been a very cooperative one.
Okay. And then my other question isn't actually about vaccinations, but it's about testing. I know that our new cases have been going down, but I also noticed that the positivity rate hasn't been decreasing as fast as those new cases, and testing is down significantly.
Right.
Is that a concern for you, that we're under testing as a community?
Yes, that is a concern. And I think Dr. Blunt and Mary both could speak to what they're seeing in their facility, in their organizations. But testing is definitely, the numbers are down. And you're right, the positivity rate, because the testing numbers, they're not. If you go by the CDC, if you use the CDC version, it's about 8.2% positivity. But if you deduplicate, it's more like 24%. So I think where the biggest testing right now is going on is honestly in our schools throughout the county, because they do have the testing, the rapid testing, and they are actively doing testing amongst people that show up with symptoms, whether it's staff or students. And so that may explain why we're seeing an increase in the number of younger cases.
All right. And then just thank you, Director Browning. Just one question for Mayor Treese. I'm curious, as one of the larger cities in the state, we've heard, significant complaints from public health officials and providers in St. Louis and Kansas City about not getting enough vaccines and about it not being proportional to their population. I'm curious if you've been in communication with them and if there's been any pushback on the state's strategy of distribution.
I met with a group of mayors yesterday, and more importantly, I've met with ongoing dialogue with the governor's office on this. I'm not going to, dwell on the shortage of vaccines. I tend to focus more on what can we do as a community to make ourselves more attractive to receive those vaccines. And if their goal is to get vaccines in arms as quickly as possible, look, we've got the apparatus right here. We have the capacity between MU Healthcare, Boone Hospital, Columbia Boone County Public Health Department to deliver up to 25,000 doses a week if we have the supply. What we don't have is that inventory. Do I think the system's flawed? Maybe. Do I think it's sinister? No. I think they are doing the best they can with the 50 to 70,000 doses they get per week to distribute that by region on a per capita basis. And then within that region, we have to go make our case to the other 13 local public health authorities that, we have the capacity to do it. And I keep coming back to that milestone, and it was something that I asked Stephanie, our communications team, to start tracking a couple weeks ago. At what point have we vaccinated more people than have tested positive? And, to me, that's a major marker. I'm also, look, as we've always been on the leading edge of this pandemic. 75% of our hospitalizations come from counties that don't have public health orders, that are not from Boone County. And so, sometimes it's frustrating that, the the counties that were the last to close and the first to reopen are getting the vaccinations, but at the same time, I kind of fall back on that the parable of the prodigal son that, you know, we're going to get ours when it's time, and if that's what we need to do to keep them safe, to keep them from flooding our hospitals because they haven't taken the same protections that we have, you know, I think that ultimately is good for the state and the region.
Hi, my question's actually for Dr. Blunt. Has Boone Hospital done anything to ask the state or continue asking the state to become a distributor like MU Health to get all these vaccines out?
Well, certainly. You know, we have been in dialogue with the state all along. We've followed the process that the state put forward as far as applying to be a mass vaccinator, et cetera. You know, the state, again, very limited in what they can provide. And, you know, they had to make some choices. Boone County did receive a mass vaccination site. MU Healthcare is doing that. And we're working together with them to make it work as best as possible for our community. If they choose to do, say, a one-day mass vaccination or something like that with the National Guard here in Boone County, we could set that up in no time. I mean, we're ready to do it. We also are totally prepared to reopen a routine vaccination clinic if vaccines start flowing to, you know, more facilities. So we'll take it when we get it. In the meantime, we'll help all our healthcare partners do the same. So.
Thank you. My other question is for Dr. Browning. Are there any concerns extending this order, or what went into that conversation?
Well, there's always concerns because, you know, we've seen our cases go down, and you get very comfortable with those declining cases and the ability to not feel like you're scrambling to do case investigations and all of that. So, you know, you worry that you've got a good thing going, and by dialing back a little, is there a potential that you're going to create an issue? But I mean, honestly, I think that 99% of our bars, restaurants, and entertainment venues are responsible. They do a good job. They do their best to keep things safe. And moving that needle back a little bit, the dial back to midnight, I'm hoping is not going to have a significant increase in any disease risk.
It wasn't a competition here in Boone County. What we really tried to express and show to the state was that allowing both healthcare facilities here in town, we could provide great access to all of mid-Missouri. Between 63 and I-70, our access is great. People from 26 counties come to Columbia for their healthcare, and we have the manpower to do it. So honestly, we were trying to have both of our facilities receive that designation because we felt that would be what would be best. But again, the state's very limited. So again, that's what we've been trying to advocate for.
I'll follow up on your question as well. I was at a meeting earlier today with President Moon Choi of the University of Missouri, and look, I will credit the university with their safe reentry program that they required for students coming back from Christmas break. They have not experienced the same spike in cases that we saw back in August. They have a hotel leased for quarantine and isolation that is completely empty. And I think, you know, I think that is an acknowledgement that that COVID is in our community and in our state, and we let it into our universities and schools when we failed to test. And requiring those students to test allowed them to isolate that population, and we're seeing the benefits of that now.
My question's for Director Browning. I was wondering if you could tell me why the department chose the restrictions on entertainment venues and bars to roll back at this time specifically.
Say that again.
With the restrictions that you're rolling back on, you know, allowing bars and entertainment
right.
venues to stay open later, can you explain the decision to kind of loosen those restrictions for those venues specifically at this time?
Well, because, if you have to think about the food code, you have to think about definitions under the food code. So while you may think of a bar as, I don't want to name one, but one down the street, okay? but then under the food code, if you serve food, you really have a restaurant designation. But you could theoretically, I can think of several places in town that sell food that we all think of as bars. So you couldn't say, well, I'm going to let restaurants be open until midnight, but not bars and entertainment venues, because some of them all sell food. So just to be fair, level the playing field, everybody has an opportunity to be open until midnight.
Thank you all for joining us today. As Commissioner Atwell said, I hope this is one of our last briefings, but as we see changes in either health orders or the trends that we're seeing, we want to keep our community informed, and we appreciate your help doing that.